about the killing outside Abu Ghraib prison of Mazen Dana, a Reuters cameraman. And, you know, that saved my life. It didn't save anyone else's, but...
Well, I want to thank you very much, Salim Lone. I wish we had more time to talk, but for now, Salim Lone, former spokesman for the UN mission in Iraq, now a columnist for the Daily Nation in Kenya, in New York, for this few days. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdelkadous, John Hamilton, Elizabeth Press, Aaron Maté, Jen Utes, Mike DeFilippo, Nick Marsilio, Miguel Nogueira, engineer. Special thanks to Angel Alston, Andrew Quinn, Becca Staley, Hugh Grant, John Randolph, Kieran Krug-Meadows, Jerome Bourgeois, Tori Townsend, Nicole Salazar, Samantha Chambly. On April 16th, they'll be at Faneuil Hall in Boston with Howard Zinn on Patriots Day. You can go to our website for more details at democracynow.org. There you can also get our transcript and our video and audio podcasting. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, 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 here we come, walking down the streets of Prefab 4 Memories. That's right, here at WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. Join us on Saturday, April 21st, as we bring you a special musical event, the 2007 Long Island Monkey-Thon. That's right, 5 hours of incredible monkey fun, frolic, and romp, as we sift through the sonic artifacts of rock's most popular, yet misunderstood and still underestimated pop music phenomenons, the Monkees. Featuring exclusive interviews with Mickey Dolenz and in person for the first time in Stony Brook history, former Monkey Peter Tork will be in the studio with us to talk about his new album with his group Shoe Suede Blues and to promote his upcoming concert at Patchogue Theater. So if you're a daydream believer, a stepping stone, an Andy Griselda, or just want to listen to the band, then tune in right here on Saturday, April 21st, starting at 12 noon for the 2007 Long Island Monkey-Thon. Tune in, turn on your radio, here at WUSB Stony Brook. Hey, Zappa thought they were cool.
That's right. Tune in. Tune out. Tune in. Turn on. And what was it? I don't know what the rest of it is. But where else can you possibly hear a Monkees marathon? But WUSB Stony Brook. We're in the midst of Radiothon, and this is your last chance for Off the Wall. It's 6 o'clock, and it's time for Off the Wall. Okay, should I just not speak? Is that what I should do? Because we're getting calls. We're getting people calling in, pledging, and I haven't said a word. And I've been told that sometimes when I open my mouth, that's when the calls stop. What do you think, Christina? Do you think I should just play music?
Well, I would put that in a positive light, though. Uh-huh. They just don't want to miss what you're saying. Oh. That's why they're stopping. It's not that you turn them off somehow.
So they hang up. Oh, and by the way, it wasn't... tune out, it was drop out, right?
Right.
Yeah,
No, I think tune in, drop out.
Can see.
I don't know. I'm not a child of the 60s.
I never understood that era. I can't even say the catchphrases. But I want to thank the people who are calling in already. But let me just advise those of you who have not started to dial yet that hopefully you will do that in the next hour, because it's a fantastic time to call and support this radio station, this vanishing reed of a kind of a radio station. 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB.
Or 632-6901.
You like that number, don't you?
I love that
number. Well, it goes to the same place.
I don't like change.
Well, if you don't like change, you're in one heck of a place.
No kidding.
Bastion of conservatism we have here. We're offering is the same thing we were offering last week. A lot of people wrote in saying, oh my God, I can't believe I missed it. I'm kicking myself right now and it hurts. I'm drawing blood because I was so stupid for missing the program and not calling in. Well, this really, and we wrote those people back, this is really your last chance. Because after tonight, this premium is no longer available. What the premium is a 70-plus DVD set, 70-plus, of the last hacker conference we had in New York City called Hackers on Planet Earth. This one was called Hope Number 6.
Wait, I hate to be a joy killer, but possibly the last one at the Hotel Pennsylvania?
That's possible, too, because like everything in my life lately, things I like seem to be getting destroyed. My favorite cafe is closing. All coffee in New York City is closing down. They want to tear down Hotel Pennsylvania. Radio X just went off the air. I know a lot of people don't like Radio X because they play somewhat commercial music, but they were the best thing on the commercial
dial. It was an alternative to what was there.
It was
an
alternative.
But now we're the only alternative to what's there.
That's
right. Once again.
And next week at this time, there'll be 5 new religious stations on the dial to replace that one. And it's just, you know, I don't know. It's so depressing sometimes, just looking out there and seeing the things that are threatened, that are falling apart. So that's why you have to step in and support the things that matter. And I sure hope, if you're listening to WUSB, that it matters to you. It's mattered to all of us. It's mattered to me since the very beginning in 1977. And Christina, I know you came on board as a listener.
Right, and officially joined in 1992, so mm-hmm. I've been here for quite a while as well. But I interrupted you, I'm sorry. You were announcing what the callers can get for their monetary donation.
Well, for a pledge of $200, you'll get all 70-plus of those DVDs, which is a phenomenal deal, and in fact, it's about half the price of what they normally go for. So, I mean, usually the point of a fundraiser is to donate money, and, you're donating money. You're not getting something so amazing back that you're actually saving money. It's not supposed to work that way, but because we're stupid at $2,600, we donate things with, you know, for free and decide to slash the prices as an incentive to get people to call in. But there has to be a limit on that. You know, it has to stop at some point. And tonight, this is where it stops. We did it once on Off the Hook in New York City, and we raised $11,000 in 1 hour, and we were kind of shell-shocked by that. It took us almost 2 months to make all the DVDs.
So don't let those city folk beat us.
No. Well, of course, they do have 50,000 watts and a hell of a range.
4,000 watts of strong power.
And we're struggling.
We can do it.
We're struggling. Last week we offered this. I think we made around 1,000, which is really damn good. That's the strongest word I can use, but it's even better than that for the fundraisers we do. So we want to top that tonight, and we can do that with your help. We may have already done it. We have four calls.
No, we can always use more.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we'll keep going. Four. Okay.
And hold on.
They're jumping up and down inside, and there's only one more line left. So
keep calling. Don't give up.
Yeah.
632-6901.
Although, don't cry. This person who doesn't have the phone is crying. Now, that's not. There's only one phone line left. All you have to do is call 631-632-9872, and the last phone line will be taken, and that person will have a reason to live. 631-632-9872. Make that phone. You have the power. You have the power. That's right.
And you know what I wanted to mention also? I see that you have the Shadow Over Long Island CD that you're making available again as well.
Yes.
So maybe you don't want the 70 Hope 6 DVD collection, but you can also get the Shadow Over Long Island. There's the 2600 sweatshirt mm-hmm. in addition to a WUSB sweatshirt. So there's a lot of choices. It's
the double sweatshirt deal. That was what a pledge of 75 gets you the two sweatshirts, 2600 and WUSB, and the pledge of
$50
gets you Shadow of a Long Island. That was a radio play we did back in the 80s about a potential meltdown at a local nuclear power plant in the Shoreham area. We didn't actually name the specific nuclear power plant we were parodying. It caused quite a stir. We replayed it last October, I believe, and it caused even more of a stir because apparently we live in a post-9/11 world and you're not supposed to do that kind of thing, have radio dramas that seem too real, even though we don't even have a nuclear power plant anymore, apparently.
The details.
You know, I saw this thing on YouTube the other day. I forget what the exact title was, but it basically was one of these things saying how stupid Americans are. And I obviously the listening audience is exempted from this, but man, there are some stupid people walking around out there asking questions such as, well, can you name a country that begins with the letter U? And they couldn't do it. They're standing in one and they couldn't do it. Unbelievable. Or trying to place Iran on a map, and you know, they put it in Australia. Yeah, they think that's where Iran is. And someone else put North and South Korea there as well, you know, dividing Australia in half. And it's just, it's incredible. You would think that this was made up, but when you see the wide variety of people and locations and the obvious gaps in their mind as they're trying to figure it out, oh my God, what state are we in? It's so horrible.
It's scary, but the good thing is that we have faith in you, that you out there are not like that, that you know better, that you have a good head on your shoulders, and you appreciate outlets such as WUSB where you can hear about all of the...
Yeah, and you know how to dial a phone. Yeah, that's important,
right,
too.
632-6901.
631 area code. Yes. You know, you don't have to dial the 631 area code within 631 like you do in many area codes. That's one of the few things we have left here on Long Island is seven-digit dialing. But for those of you in other parts of the world, yes, you will have to dial that area code 631. And if you're in another part of the world entirely, country code 1. Even though you have to dial the one anyway inside the country.
And I just want to mention also, with that $50 for the Shadow Over Long Island CD, you also get with that a WUSB t-shirt.
Isn't that a little bit too much? You're giving me a WUSB t-shirt in addition?
We need the help. We really need the help. We're serious. It's to keep us on the air.
We're spoiling listeners. They're just going to assume that...
But they deserve it.
They do deserve it. They do deserve it. But you know what? We deserve your call as well, because there are a lot of hardworking people around here. What do we have? A couple hundred people work at this place for nothing, and they bring you all sorts of cool things, monkey specials, and reggae music, and blues, and polka, and the list just keeps going on and on and on. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but we are one of the last voices left here on Long Island, one of the last local voices, one of the last places for musicians to come and play their stuff and be heard. Used to be, when we started, there were a bunch of stations, and they all got taken over either by NPR or by religion or God knows what. And
No pun intended.
Believe me, it's a sobering situation, but we're still here. And in order for us to remain strong and continue coming for the next, 25 years we've been on the air? More than that.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years this year. 1977? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So another 30 years, we'll make it there with your help. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB.
Want to thank people to thank already.
Yeah, we want to thank Graham from, where in God's name is it? Oh, Saskatchewan, Hepburn, Saskatchewan. I didn't think there was a Hepburn around here. Graham, thanks so much for calling in, one of our Canadian listeners. And here's somebody from California. I can't read that, Ted, I think. Is that Ted? I can't read the town. Can you?
San Francisco.
That says San Francisco?
I believe so.
That does say San Francisco, you're right.
San Fran.
It's that N part that sort of confused me, but okay. Wow, interesting. Okay, well, thanks so much for calling in. We have others, too. I know they're a bit overwhelmed and they're writing things down. 631-632-9872 is the phone number. I'd like to play an excerpt. Are there more people to thank? There's more people coming in to thank. Thank you. Whose handwriting is this? Really, really difficult to read San Francisco there. Is that your handwriting? No?
The phone calls are coming in fast.
They are coming in, yes.
The best we can.
We want the pledges to go out. Look, a call from Denmark. A call from Denmark. From I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I'm sorry. Jesper. I assume I pronounced that right. I'm probably going to pronounce your town wrong. Looks like it says Koji. What do you think? You think it's what it says there? Denmark.
Yeah.
That's pretty unbelievable. John from Falls Church, Virginia, and David from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, we have a New Yorker there.
Yeah, but you know, I gotta say, I thank all these people. I'm very grateful for their calls. The people who are local, you're kind of disproving my argument how internet radio is no substitute for real radio. You know, radio that broadcasts off antennas and things like that. To me, that's the most important form of radio because, you know, you turn it on and you listen, and it's local. It's what's going on in your car. It's what's describing the scene in front of you.
Right. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, that we're attuned to the community that you live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of the most expensive parts of running a radio station, too. So, you know, I would hope that the people out there who are local, those of you driving around in traffic right now in the LIE or God knows where – Yes, pick up your cell phones and call us, 631-632-9872. You're not exempt from this. You're not someone who doesn't deserve the Hope set or the sweatshirts or the radio play or anything else. We have all sorts of things. 631-632-9872. Let's hear from some local people as well as those people from Saskatchewan and Denmark, who I hope we hear more from, more exotic countries like
it's pretty cool.
Canada and it's really, I never thought, you know, way back when I started doing radio that our signal would be able to reach in any form. You know, maybe if you record things in cassette like we did, someday somebody in another place might listen to it. But now it's all online. Now it's all archived. And wow, simply unbelievable. 631-632-9872. Okay, we're going to play an excerpt from the Hope DVD set. Now, if we started to play the entire thing, it would go for... for 3 days straight without stopping.
That'd be a marathon.
It's unbelievable. And the thing is, you wouldn't even get all of the benefits then either because it's video and we can't broadcast video. So all we can do is publicize the facts. Now, I'm quoting my own film now. I just sort of fell into that. All we can try to do is play highlights. Random highlights. You know, there are highlights all over the place, and I was hard-pressed to find ones that I could play tonight, and that means I'm not going to play other ones, and I'm probably not even going to get to the ones I selected for tonight. So let's just try and hear as much as we can. This first one, if I'm not mistaken, this first one is from our resident CIA expert. Now, we have a former CIA employee, former CIA agent Robert Steele, who has come to every single Hope conference since the first one back in 1994. In fact, he was our very first speaker. He was the keynote who kicked the thing off back in August 1994, and he's been at every one ever since. And what this guy does is basically entrance the audience by speaking about government intelligence, the lack thereof, military secrets, espionage, things like that. He's given talks, everything you've ever wanted to know about spying, but we're afraid to ask. And he gave two talks at the conference this last summer, and this one actually is the lesser of the two. What I mean by that is we had two tracks. We had track A and track B. Track A was the big one. Track B was not so big. I mean, it was big, but it wasn't. In terms of size of the room.
Oh, okay.
But also in terms of length, because this one is called Bin Laden, National Intelligence, and How Not to Spend the Taxpayer's Treasure. The other talk he gave, which you'll also get, went for about 4 hours, and that was a late night talk. This was an early morning talk. Actually, no, this wasn't early morning. This was evening, but for me, that's early morning. But the other one was much, much longer, had a lot more questions and answers and things like that. So this one is just one small sample of the kinds of things that you'll get. And a lot of people say to me, Emmanuel, I can't believe you're getting ex-CIA people to come to these conferences. Doesn't that kind of go counter to what hackers are all about? And my answer is not at all. What kind of a stupid question is that? No, of course not. Get real, for God's sake. We need diversity of opinion. We need all sorts of different perspectives represented. And plus, Robert Steele is a really cool guy and somebody who has a lot of interesting things to say. But I'm going to shut up now and let you judge for yourself. 631-632-9872 if you want this DVD and 69 more just like it for a pledge of $200, then 631-632-9872 is the number you want to call. Call your friends, too. Call them on their phone numbers and tell them about this because this offer ends in just about 45 minutes. Here's Robert Steele.
Okay, what I'm going to do is...
Okay, that's not Robert Steele. I blew it already. I'm sorry, that was somebody else. This is Robert Steele.
So what I'm going to do now is give you a professional briefing. And then I'll answer any questions you have. I apologize for being late. I was in the room and suddenly realized I didn't have cufflinks. But I had a plastic bag. So... several efforts later, I now have cufflinks. Anyway, it's absolutely nuts. And this briefing is online. Actually, WAC is the older version of the briefing. I've changed this and I've posted it to the web. And if you go in press releases, you'll see the direct link. I've updated it, and I can't do it with this lousy Verizon broadband. So I will do it when I get back. But this will be posted with the new slides shortly. These are other references that are important. There are five opens that matter to us. Free open source software, however you want to define it. I read Stallman's book. I really respect him as one of the original hackers. Shirley Turkle did a great book on computers as my second self, Astronauts at the Edge of the Envelope. And I think one of the reasons Emmanuel lets me come back is because my first and instinctive soundbite was hackers are a national resource. They're not a threat. They're like astronauts pushing the edge of the envelope. This society is clueless. And by the way, my son is in the audience, and if anyone can identify him by Saturday, I'll give you a prize. I promise you he doesn't look like this. But open source software, open source intelligence or collective intelligence, open spectrum. It's nuts to be doing frequency allocation these days. It's nuts to be charging politicians for airtime on airwaves owned by the people. So we got to move forward there. And then finally, open access copyright and open societies. So these last things here, particularly basic, are things that will help you. We are in a six-front war of our own making. And I'm not going to go into all the details. We don't have a lot of time. I am the number one Amazon reviewer for nonfiction. There are plenty of books documenting what is either the idiocy of the Bush administration or its brilliance in doing everything in its own interest and against the people's interest. Either way, we lose. We have lost the moral high ground, and Will and Ariel Durant said in The Lessons of History that morality is a strategic factor of incalculable proportions. Now, there are a number of books that are vastly sufficient to indict, if not convict, but certainly to indict Dick Cheney for high crimes and misdemeanors. He was given the mandate for terrorism and intelligence on day one of the first Bush term, and he blew them off. The same month that Wired magazine had a cover story on an alternative two-way energy grid, Dick Cheney was meeting secretly with Enron and Exxon to discuss what turned out to be false expectations of the Caspian area reserves and false expectations of Iraqis' opportunities. We've spent $500 billion on this war. For $500 billion, I could have given every one of the poor people on the planet, the 5 billion poor people, a $50 cell phone and changed the planet forever. So one of the things I do with this slide, and these threats, by the way, on the side, are threats that have been identified by the high-level threat panel of the United Nations, which had Lieutenant General Dr. Brent Scowcroft as the American member. These are the threats that impact on us today and in the future. And your administration is spending all of its time and money on threats number 8 and 9. And it's not serious about threats 8 and 9. It simply wants them as excuses, as pretexts for war, as Jim Bamford put it in his book, and as pretexts for unlimited authority to make the law and interpret the law, which is not part of the constitutional prerogatives of the executive. Okay? I'm not sure Bush is as much of a puppet as some people think. But I will absolutely tell you hands down, Dick Cheney's the guy that needs to be tarred and feathered and run out of town. So this puts it in perspective. In grand strategy terms, Al-Qaeda is zip. We have lost it on debt, on water, on security, on energy, on education. We are not taking care with all these other threats. Unfortunately, and this is a direct quote, you can't fix stupid. But I caution you, Dick Cheney is not stupid. Dick Cheney is an incredibly intelligent war criminal. He is as good as it gets at picking the pocket of the public and having you sleep through it. Not you guys, but all the pinheads that don't know enough to elect pinheads. Okay, which is how America is voting these days. I'm a little upset about that. So this is a brief in a nutshell. We'll focus on the $60 billion a year, and I just started picking a fight with two press releases yesterday. After 18 years, I am this far from getting a national open source agency funded at $3 billion a year. Oh, wait. It's a dogfight. between the CIA, which wants the open source center of menopausal grandmothers and young kids in button-down shirts from Phoebus to become the open source agency, or me, I want it to be a sister agency to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which manages the Voice of America and other public diplomacy that is largely uninformed by any grasp of reality, which is what the open source agency is supposed to do. So there will be a bill coming up through the House that puts the open source agency under the Director of National Intelligence, and there will be a bill coming up from the Senate that says, no way, Jose. And I don't know if I will win. If I win, it's good. If I lose, I have to start making money instead of campaigning for this. We're spending $600 billion a year for a heavy metal military that is completely unsuited to reality. Condi Rice is, I am sorry, a blonde bimbo in disguise. Okay? I just can't believe it. She's a placeholder for nothing. Okay? The Department of State is building fortresses that shut the rest of the world out. People no longer go to U.S. information centers because the draconian measures of security make them feel like the criminals they obviously must be. I have good friends in Scotland Yard and elsewhere. And the bottom line is, when you're doing this kind of stuff, you don't wear sunglasses, you don't wear armor, you don't run around in massive convoys. You get out there with candy and water and food and medicine, and you become part of the community. Not for Rumsfeld. What?
Hearts and minds,
Bob. Well, hearts and minds, but with a little bit of brain power. I will tell you, I don't have any comment on Donald Rumsfeld, but I urge you to read my review of 1% Doctrine, in which Rumsfeld is quoted as saying, any win by CIA is a loss for DOD, and former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller is quoted as saying Rumsfeld was beneath contempt. Now, the same book tells you that Dick Cheney has experimented ever since President Ford with not informing the President of the United States when ordering an action in his name. There is a clear and documented record of Dick Cheney usurping the power of the presidency across multiple presidencies. Now, we're not getting him impeached right now because we got a bunch of butt-kissing Republicans, and I'm a moderate Republican, but these Republicans are all trapped in what's called the party line. Read a book by Congressman Tom Coburn called Breach of Trust, How Washington Turns Outsiders into Insiders. There are two kinds of corruption in Washington. One is money, and the other is party line voting. You want a committee office, you want a nice office with a window, you vote the party line no matter what it means to your constituents. Okay, then justice. FBI is moronic. And by the way, Agent Steele is not me. That's the guy missing one leg that they tried to arrest me for in Chicago a while ago. I was naked at the time. I'd just come in from Australia. They quickly figured out I had both legs. Smart guys, these young agents, and a cheerleader. National security writ large. This is about the nurture and use of all sources of power. It's about educated and engaged citizenry. It's about competent intelligence. Now, CIA has done a couple of things right. We actually had bin Laden tracked for 4 days. Rumsfeld gave Pakistan an air corridor. Cy Hirsch reported this in The New Yorker. I really like Cy. Rumsfeld gave them an air corridor ostensibly to remove a few of their officers. And they flew out 3,000 Taliban. Now, if they ask me for something like that, I say, hey, tell you what, tell them to wrap white sheets around their heads and we'll try not to kill them on our way in. And then we'll bring them back to you. So you have to ask yourself, is Rumsfeld stupid or was this part of the plan to keep al-Qaeda alive as a threat that could be built on? And then bin Laden, who is a man of enormous character, chose not to fly out that way. He chose to walk out. And CIA tracked him for 4 days. If you read Jawbreaker and First In, these are books by credible officers. I believe them. The Pentagon refused to put a battalion of Rangers in his path. Again, are we stupid, gutless, or is this part of the plan?
Well, that's up for you. up to you to decide. Stupid, gutless, or part of the plan.
He does sound pretty cool.
He is. Robert Steele is amazing. You ever want to have a whole lot of fun, hang out in a bar with him and just let him talk. He's got all sorts of amazing stories and fascinating insight. And that's just one small part of the Hope Number 6 conference. Again, we were talking about how Robert Steele did that particular panel. He also did another panel called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Spying and Intelligence, which goes on for, I think, about 3 or 4 hours. And
it's
just
like a Castro speech.
It's like a Castro speech, except he takes questions. Castro never takes questions. So this guy is incredible. But that's just one person in the Hope Number 6 conference. We had over 100 speakers and all sorts of, as the radio station falls apart in front of me, literally pieces of the board are falling apart. We are offering more than 70 DVDs that encompass the entire conference. Even if you went to the conference, there's no way you could have experienced it all. There are things here I'm hearing for the first time. If you call 631-632-9872, you will be eligible to receive this if you pledge $200 or more to us. And we take Visa, we take MasterCard, we take what else?
Discover.
How about American Express? We take that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we take pretty much all the credit cards, except Diners Club. I don't know who has Diners Club or what they use it for, but we don't take that and we never will.
Just mark his words.
Trying to start some controversy here. yes, 631-632-9872. Join the one caller on the line. We're doing fantastic, by the way.
We are. You have some people to thank, actually.
I have a lot of people to thank. I want to thank the Lord for... wrong station. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You never notice, though, whenever something good happens to somebody, they always thank God first. Like, you know, every time a baseball player catches a ball, he wants to thank God, you know? Which means that God really wanted to put it to the other guy who lost because that guy won. And the other guy doesn't stand on the field and say, you know, God, you pissed me off for the last time. That's it. I'm not even, like, acknowledging your existence anymore.
No, because they feel it just then wasn't God's plan.
Yeah, God only does good things. God, well, you know, I'm going to give you a free pass on the hurricanes and all the craziness that goes on, mass murder. You know, it couldn't be helped. That's just us being stupid humans. But God, you did the good things. You know, you did the amazing things, and we're thanking you for that. And we're bowing down and praising. Why am I getting onto this tangent? But I'm getting really apoplectic about it. Well, it's just, I guess it's
God should just call us himself and make his pledge.
He will call if he's out there, but I don't think he's going to. 631-632-9872. I guess maybe I'm upset because of all the religious stations that are about to sign on the air around here, which just annoys me. No end. No end to see local radio go away and religion take its place. Okay, I want to thank these people. First of all, we got a call from Italy, which I want to thank the person calling from there. That's awfully cool. Here's a local person from Comac, which I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. Comic. There's all sorts of ways to pronounce it. I'm sure William from Comac has his way of pronouncing it, but I want to thank you so much for calling in, William, and I'm sorry for butchering the name of your town, even though it's only a few miles away. Here we have a call for Damien from London, and I want to thank you for calling in as well, and for your generous pledge. Mark from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. What a odd name of a town.
I like King of Prussia. But my family's near there. And you know what I know King of Prussia
what's for? That?
There's a huge mall.
That shouldn't be what you know a town for.
No, I know. But
especially with a cool name like King of Prussia.
That's
you know?
When I'm trying to explain to people where my family lives. And I say it's kind of near King of Prussia.
Uh-huh.
And they know the mall.
Unreal. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. That's another crazy name. Mm-hmm. There was another one I heard recently that was named after a TV show, but I forget what it was. There's just so many crazy names out there. And, you know, you can sort of roll your eyes and say, oh, my God, what are these people thinking? But it's better than another Hicksville, you know?
True.
And people laugh when I say there's a Hicksville around here. There really is a town called Hicksville. And it's a big town, too. It's not even a tiny town.
With a good train station.
And we have Smithtown. And Jonestown. No, we don't have Jonestown here. That's that other place. But we have...
You've been to some hells.
I have. Well, excuse me. I've been to hell twice, actually. I've been to hell in winter and I've been to hell in summer. Hell in Norway, that is.
Right.
There is a hell in Michigan, is it, I believe? I'm pretty sure. And it's not Detroit. I don't mean that. I mean, there is a town called hell. People are taking their pictures in front of it. Ask Wikipedia. Don't ask me. I don't know. It's there somewhere. Also want to thank Larry from Niles, Illinois. Out there in the Midwest for your generous donation. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the people on the phone right now calling in, 631-632-9872.
Or 632-6901. And there are still lines open. So don't just sit around thinking, they've got it taken care of. There's plenty of people calling.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. We still need you.
And that's and just so that you know, you have less than half an hour before this deal goes away. And we mean it this time. It's going away forever. It really is. Last time we did it on BAI, we said, okay, this is the last time on this show we're going to do it. Okay. And it was sort of like a little asterisk thing there on this show because now we're on a different show and we're doing it. And we did it last week and we said we were only going to do it one more time. And this is the one more time. We're never going to offer this again because we'll go bankrupt if we keep doing it. So you have half an hour to call 631-632-9872. I know if you're listening and it's after that period, I'm sorry, because, you know, we did this last week and we told people who are listening in the future that you got to call by this particular time. There's nothing we can do at that point.
Actually, last week I got a call Wednesday night from somebody who was interested. So
you're going to get people in tears on Wednesday night because they're going to realize it's too late and there's nothing they can do about it. I'm sorry.
Well, we could offer them other things.
There are plenty of other things. And don't forget the reason for calling. The reason for calling should not just be to get a fantastic deal like this that we're crazy for offering in the first place. It should be more that you want to support non-commercial radio, a dying breed. But we're not dying. let me make that clear. We're doing quite well. But the other stations around us just seem to be getting swallowed up left and right. And it's depressing. I mean, it's great for us because we get more people who are really good and into what they do. We get more listeners who appreciate non-commercial radio that's not part of some massive network. And
right, but we are by default like, you know, a single party here.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to turn to, really.
It really is. There's nothing else. 631-632-9872. You know, Robert Steele was talking about how all this money is being thrown away in our nation. Now, certainly not here. The money here is used for everything that we can possibly use it for. All the money that's being spent on military, on wars and things like that. Just today I was reading about this French train that broke a speed record. I'm always going on about trains and fast trains and things like that. You get this, a French train with a 25,000 horsepower engine and special wheels broke the world speed record today for conventional rail trains, reaching 357.2 miles per hour. Not kilometers, miles per hour, 357.2. That's, I think, 10 times what the Long Island Railroad is able to achieve.
How does it compare to, like, the Shinkansen, the Japanese train?
It almost, I mean, the maglev train, it almost got there. It almost made it to that. The maglev train gets up to 361 miles per hour. Okay. They made it all the way up to 357. They almost broke that record, which is incredible, because that's a maglev train goes much faster than a conventional rail train. I was on a maglev train in Shanghai, in China, and it was simply unbelievable how fast and smooth the ride was. Anyway, the French TGV, as the country's bullet train is called, had two engines on either side of the three double-decker cars for the record run, which was 125 miles east of the capital on a new track linking Paris with Strasbourg. All over the place, all over Europe, all over Asia, they're putting down new track and making high-speed connections all over the place. And what do we do here? Nothing.
Issue more SUVs, sell more SUVs instead.
Yeah, that's what we do. We encourage people to fly airplanes and drive huge double-decker SUVs. It's really sad.
Ooh, double. Yeah, that probably is to come, by the way,
that
the
is
double-decker.
It is to come. You have the kids upstairs and the grown-ups downstairs. Pathetic. It's going to happen. Anyway, the demonstration was meant to showcase technology that France is trying to sell to overseas markets such as China. Hours before the run, get this, this is actually encouraging. Hours before the run, Transport Minister Dominique Perben received a delegation from California, which is studying prospects for a high-speed rail line from Sacramento to San Diego via San Francisco and Los Angeles. Wouldn't that be cool if they actually did it?
Yes.
And maybe, you know, some kind of sense will prevail and we'll actually get something in our infrastructure that's an improvement. Imagine a high-speed rail link between New York and Los Angeles, you know, going cross-country. At those speeds of 360 miles an hour.
Are you going to do a math problem here?
Well, I'm just trying to think. How wide is the country? We're like 2,000 miles? I don't know. What? That's under 10 hours, right? Yeah, so that's pretty damn good, I think, for a train, considering, you know, how much time you spend on an airplane and all the hassle you have to go through to get to the airport and all the other nonsense you have to go through. It would just be cool to have these trains zipping back and forth all over the place and be able to get from one city to another quickly and not drive so much.
It would be cool. But the only math I want to be doing right now is adding up the number of phone calls we receive.
Look at this. We have zero phone calls.
Zero. 632-6901. Please do give us a call. The phone lines are empty right now. There's people standing by waiting for you.
Standing by.
632-6901.
631-632.
And there's more people to thank.
Yes, a lot more people to thank. Why don't you thank these people?
Okay.
And
great. So I have to try to read it.
Yes, try to read that. 631-632-9872. They're working on their handwriting.
Hey, we have Jim in East Setauket.
All right. That's
very
local.
That's local. Very nice, Jim. Thank you. Dan in Minnesota?
Egan,
Minnesota. Okay.
Okay.
And John in Arkansas?
Kojak, Alaska.
Alaska. Forget it.
We really got to work in the handwriting here.
No, that was just my
We don't want to be sending the DVDs to Arkansas when they're supposed to go to Alaska. I don't know if we've gotten calls from Alaska before. That's really cool.
And one of the neatest things is there's an awful lot of people that are calling and saying, you know what, don't use my name. So of all the people that you are hearing thanks from, there's probably 8 or 10 more that have said, just keep my name to yourself.
Yeah, and we understand that. We understand that. So being associated with the likes of us. What's that?
So you can make either choice as long as you call 632-6901. Tell us you want us to use your name. Tell us you don't want us to use your name.
Don't like to say the area code, do you?
631.
You're strictly local, though.
Country code? Country code?
One.
One.
But don't dial the country code after the area code. And you'll get something. I accidentally called the police the other day. You know, I can't believe this happened.
Wait,
but I accidentally called the police. Yeah, well, what I was doing was I was calling my friend. I was sick, all right? And you wouldn't believe this would happen. But I was in bed. I picked up the phone. I was dialing. And the phone I use in that particular room has all kinds of static on it and bad contacts and things. So I was dialing this person's number, which is a 917 number, 917 area code, cell phone. So I dialed 1-9-1-7, or at least I thought I was about to do that. Instead, when I dialed 1-9-1, the 1 beeped twice. Mm-hmm. The contact just sort of, messed up there, and it dialed 1-9-1-1. And apparently if you dial 1-9-1-1, you also get the police. But as soon as that happened, I hung up. Like, immediately I hung up. Well, I went back to sleep after that, and a number of hours later, almost a full day later, I went and listened to my messages, and there were 2 messages from the Suffolk County Police saying, we received a hang-up call from this particular number, and we don't know where you are. And please contact us and tell us about this. And, you know, by the time I heard this, I knew if I called them, it would just cause more confusion, and they'd probably have to send somebody over. And I just kind of like the idea that they don't know where I am, too, in case it ever...
I'm a little disconcerted by the idea that they don't know where you are.
If things ever really get hairy around here, and I can make prank phone calls to the cops and they won't know where I am, but that's not going to happen, I don't think.
But,
it's just interesting that played out like it did.
It is interesting because my last experience is calling the cops... They hung up on me.
What'd you say
twice.
To them?
Twice. I was caught. I thought I was doing a good Samaritan deed. I saw an accident on the road. A car went straight into a telephone pole. So I figured, you know, maybe they're not okay. Let me call the police and report it. They hung up on me. And another time it was a similar incident. And actually it was a tree fell. I forget what it was. This was like a year ago.
Christina,
and they said,
I mean, I can sort of understand why they did that because... Yeah. But people call the police, right? They always are saying something negative. They're always saying, oh, somebody just did something bad, or someone crashed into this tree, or you know, it's raining really hard, or I can't find, like, ESPN on the TV, or whatever people are calling for. They never hear, you know, it's a beautiful day. Why don't you go outside and, you know, get some fresh air or something?
And I'm sure they'd love that we're encouraging people to do that and jamming their phone lines.
I'm not saying people should stop what they're doing now, dial 911, and say something pleasant. I'm just saying that... It can sort of get to you, being at that switchboard, just hearing nothing but bad news all the time. So that might be why.
You know what can also get to you?
Yes.
Seeing no red lights on the
phone over
there. What's
going on with that? You know, we're going to play another excerpt. Maybe that'll get people to call in, because we do have a couple more, and I do want to get to them. This actually comes from our good friend Fiber Optic, who ran a panel on blue boxing. That's right, blue boxing, the art of blue boxing, which no longer exists, apparently. But guess what? It's back. And here you'll get to see for yourself. If you get the video, you'll get to see for yourself. Here, you'll get to hear for yourself what that's all about.
Hold that thought. I was just given the go-ahead to give out another phone number.
Another phone number?
1-800-394-WUSB.
So we have an 800 number now, too.
1-800-394-WUSB or 631-632-6901.
Or 631-632-9872, which spells out 631-632-WUSB. And don't try calling the 800 number from overseas, because I don't think it'll work. All right, here's Fiber Optic again. 70-plus DVDs are yours for a pledge of $200, 631-632-9872.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to blue box. I'm going to do something that probably people have not seen in quite some time. I'm going to do it so you can see it. I'll explain it right afterwards, but I'm going to do it because it'll also give me a good opportunity to do a live check. What I'm about to do is use a whistle that famously was known as the Captain Crunch whistle. And actually, is Crunch here anywhere in the audience? Oh, there he is, the man. And As the story goes, John used this very whistle to signal 2,600 hertz and seize trunks, basically. Trunks, for those not familiar in the audience, are the cables that link up telephone switches together. And back prior to the digital age when, well, nowadays everything is packet switched and uses a digital signaling system, up until the very early 90s, here in New York at least, everything was still analog. Trunk lines linking telephone switches together actually used the frequency 2600 hertz to signal the idle or in use, essentially the availability of a trunk line. And what people could do using electronics or even a toy whistle in mimicking this frequency could essentially take control of a trunk line. And along with the proper tones, which are different from the touch tones that you would use at home, an actual different set of tones, which incidentally were published in a legendary Bell System technical journal back in the 70s, which ended up, I believe, in a university library, is that right?
MIT specifically.
Yeah. And people embarked on building an electronic device to mimic these tones, and the rest is history. Essentially, a whole generation of people, this man to my right, Cheshire, as well as Captain Crunch, John, in the audience, were instrumental in exploring the telephone network purely by sound alone. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was a very interesting experience to be able to program these switching systems, which by and large were electromechanical. By today's standards, they would look robotic, essentially. They had very large moving parts that were extremely noisy. And the relays and electromechanical crossbars in these switches were essentially controlled by these magical tones, which, as I just said, were leaked out via the MIT library through the Bell System Tech Journal that published them. Obviously, the Bell System was not intending on the general public finding out what these tones were. What ensued was sort of a combination of toll fraud on a grand scale, as well as sort of a whole telephone counterculture that developed around people building devices to make these tones. And without any further ado, let me play some of these tones, which some of you may never have heard before. That's the famous 2600 hertz. The whistle, of course, can make 2600 hertz much louder, which is great because sometimes you have a really lousy connection and you need to be heard by the remote switch in order to seize the trunk. What I will do right now, and it might take more than one attempt, is I'm now going to seize a trunk and place a call to someone in the audience. Is this person in the audience right now? Can he stand up and introduce himself? He will be receiving the test call. After the test call is made, and we've briefly conversed with David, I'm going to explain what just happened and what I did to make this possible once again. Because as I touched upon, this type of signaling is not used anymore except maybe in the most remotest of locations where digital switching has not yet been installed. There's also areas that I'm aware of where even though digital signaling is in place, they are still using MF signaling because they simply haven't modernized themselves yet and they need to be compatible with older switches that they're still communicating with. To my knowledge, no one is using 2600 hertz single frequency trunk signaling anymore. So I just had to recreate this in time for the conference. So here we are, we're going to have a demonstration. Bearing in mind, it doesn't always work the first time, and in reality, it didn't always work the first time either, so it's very realistic. Ultimately, the goal is we're going to be able to call David using the MF tones, and after we briefly converse with David, I'm going to explain what I just did, and then I'm going to explain the project of how I made this possible. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call a number, which back in the old days would have been a number that was at least just beyond your favorite local tandem office, and I'll explain what that means in a moment also. Bearing in mind this is a complete simulation, I'm calling real phone numbers that are in the public telephone network over voice over IP. This whole simulation is made possible by modifications I've done to the Asterisk PBX.
I should mention, I think the Bell tried pulling that article once it was released and once they realized what problems it caused them.
Yeah, I think the damage was done by the time they realized that the tones themselves, the frequencies, had been leaked out.
Also, keep in mind that back in those days, electronics were very expensive. They didn't expect that the home hobbyist would be able to build the kind of oscillators required to produce tones of the purity required to get into the network and manipulate the network the way it does.
Yeah, now, my blue box, which you see here on stage, is relatively small. The reason for that is I'm actually using an MF synthesizer chip. You have to understand that the phone company themselves obviously didn't build these huge circuits and put them into blue project cases and tune them with little eyeglass screwdrivers. So back in the late 80s, I discovered a chip that actually synthesized the tones. But here we go. That was a Wink supervision.
Welcome to Verizon. That was the answer supervision. Messaging service. If you want
we're now
to
going
message,
to attempt to seize the trunk.
The number of the person you are calling, starting with the A.
We have now seized the trunk. We're now going to signal.
The number you have
the call did not go through.
Please
this often happens.
Try again.
And we got dropped. This is actually the way that I actually programmed the trunk to work back in the old days would have been referred to as a goody tandem, because oftentimes you could remain on the trunk, and after you were done speaking to someone or keep pulsing somewhere, you could actually seize it over again and get another wink back and dial another fresh number without having to start all over again. Sometimes that works, and sometimes the whole call clears. So we're going to do it one more time.
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging.
Hello, David.
Am I getting charged for this? Nice phone number. All zeros.
All zeros, yeah. See, the great thing about using voice over IP is a lot of the providers let you set your caller ID to whatever you want it to be. But that could be the subject of yet another talk. Mm-hmm. So, we just blue-boxed a call to David in the audience. This should no longer be possible. How could it have been done? Let's explain what I did and how I got this idea.
No, but we're not going to let you do that now because we're pretty much out of time, and you're going to have to get the video to see just how fiber optic pulled all that off. Blue-boxing in this day and age, in a room, using an Asterisk box. It's pretty unbelievable, just the kinds of things hackers can do when they set their minds to it. And you'll see that and so much more if you call us at 631-632-9872. Pledge for the DVD set of the Hope No. 6 conference. More than 70 DVDs you will get that you can play, and by the time you finish, summer will be over. And you'll see about blue boxing and spying and all sorts of other topics that we talked about in that that entire weekend. Boy,
it was a crash course.
It really is. It really is. And just such a wide variety of people, too. So no matter what your interest, there'll be something there for you. You don't have to be a technical person to get into this. This is something that I think people just walking in off the street would appreciate. And many people did just walk off the street and appreciated this.
You know, I'm glad you said that, actually, yes. Because that's something that I found throughout the years with 2600 Magazine, that there's a lot that, honestly, I don't get.
Yeah.
But then there's the article here and there that it's just fascinating that you don't have to be technically minded to learn something from and
yeah, the hacker world is kind of split. You know, some people say we should be more technical. Some people say we should be less technical. So you can't really please everybody. The most you can try to do is reach a large number of people in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you have the non-technical perspective and you have the ultra-technical perspective, which, you know, a small percentage of people might be able to understand. But in the end, you know, hopefully you've made a difference. Hopefully you've reached a number of people and given them something to talk about, inspired them to do something in the future. And that's what I imagine has come out of the HOPE conferences over the years. We've done 6 of them so far, and we hear all kinds of good things. Next one will hopefully be next year, 2008. And again, we hope the hotel will be there. They announced plans to tear it down and replace it with a horrible Times Square-looking building. We're going to be fighting that. We're going to be fighting that quite intensively in the months ahead. So stay tuned as we give you more details. Meanwhile, we have a forum going at talk.hope.net where we would like to hear your ideas, your thoughts on both the HOPE conferences and on ways to save the hotel. That's kind of what we're doing right now at the moment. So it goes on, you know, it continues for years and years, and hopefully we'll all be around for that.
And you
hopefully
know,
you'll be around for that too.
And to take something that you mentioned earlier and segue back here to WUSB, because I think that the parallel was perfect in terms of finding the balance and not being able to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
WUSB is very similar. We know we're not going to please everybody. Not everybody who listens to this show enjoys the rock and roll dance party or the polka show.
We try not to please everybody. I mean, it's, we set out to displease as many people as possible, and that's kind of, you know, our spirit here. 631-632-9872. We have 2 calls on the line. Now, this premium is only going to be available for another 5 minutes. I'm not kidding. And, you know, I'm sorry to have to say that. I really am. If you're listening on the archive, then it's no longer available because that's you're in the future, you see. And we're still here in the present. So when I'm speaking right now at 6:55 p.m. Eastern Time right now on April the 3rd, 2007, it's available. But in another 5 minutes, it won't be. It won't be. You know, what we might do is, for those of you listening on the internet, sometimes it takes a couple of minutes for the signal to get out there because of the speed of sound or something like that. And what happens, we'll give you that couple of minutes. So, but you have to call.
We're still here in the other room.
Yeah, you have to call while the show is on. And if the show is not on, then it's too late for that. But it's not too late to support the radio stations, all sorts of other things. We will still have the sweatshirt offer, $75, 2 sweatshirts, both the 2600 and a WUSB sweatshirt in the size of your choice. Or for a pledge of $50, you'll get the Shadow of a Long Island plus a WUSB T-shirt.
With new designs.
New
and the
design.
Sweatshirts are the zippered hooded sweatshirts this year.
I've heard nothing but good things about that design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unbelievable. So be the first on your block or in your town or in your state or even your country to have one of these things. 631-632-9872.
Or 1-800-394-WUSB.
Or 631-632-6901. 690.1, that's what that means. Who are we going to thank? We're pretty much out of time, so we're going to have to thank people quickly.
We're going to thank Craig in Rochester.
All right, Rochester, New York, or Rochester, Minnesota?
Rochester, New York.
All right. Well, folks, it's been fun. I've had a ball, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. And please keep the phones ringing, even as we play the outro to this particular show. And also, this is goodbye for a while because I'm going to be on hiatus for a little bit. But I'll
be missed,
I'm sure, and I'll miss this. But before you know it, I'll be back. All right. 631-632-9872. Thanks so much for calling. Keep them coming in. See you soon.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo. for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I don't know where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. I can't say what life will show me, but I know. And gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. I can't say where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. But I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting in limbo, 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 limbo, limbo. But I know we won't be long now. I know we won't be long.
Hi, this is Albert Collins. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.